This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
It's Monday night right here in a New Folsom C facility, right here with my Celly, some white lightning, a little cuff, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct. Oh.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Science and parents want schools open for kids. Some teacher unions are claiming it's still too dangerous. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Los Angeles' top teachers union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met.
Second largest school district in the nation, the Los Angeles Unified School District, serves over 600,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade at over 1,000 schools. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. Late game tonight has the Diamondbacks and Dodgers playing at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Five more tickets to the big dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number one, Gonzaga remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient, whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's
I guess you got to figure it out by now. It's all about you and it's for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this is all about. That, you know, we would help elevate your awareness of, you know, of your life and your surroundings, and will help you and your family. And thank you for joining in and being a part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We've got plenty of problems out there. But we've got to rise up above it and think about things outside of our immediate world. I mean, this is kind of what, you know, the Lenten season is all about. And it's kind of, in a way, it's a bit of a test run. Because I think if you ask most people, they would agree that Jesus is coming back. Okay? I mean, some people, hey, you know, I don't want to believe in that Jesus stuff. And okay, I get it. But I don't want you to be surprised, and I don't want to be the one, you know, that you come to and you say, why didn't you tell me? I'm telling you that Jesus is coming back. He said that was going to be the case. God said that was going to be the case. Again, whenever you think about things that are prophetic, I often say that God is batting 1,000% on about 2/3 of prophecy. So what do you think the chances are that God's going to continue to bat that same 1,000% for the remaining third? And part of that remaining prophecy is that Jesus will be coming back. And so are we ready? Well, this is what the Lenten season is all about. In this particular case, I mean, don't think it's about the Easter Bunny and it's about chocolates and about, okay, I gave up something for Lent. I'm a good Christian person because I did that. And so now you've passed some sort of religious litmus test. You know, that's not what this is all about. Everything that God does is with an end purpose in mind and a specific purpose in mind. And the Lenten season is to prepare us for, in this particular case, the Easter season and God's greatest gift, his redemptive gift that he gave to all men. But if we don't pause and consider what all is involved and the gift itself, we're going to miss out. And then, worse yet, be ill-prepared when Jesus comes back. John Dickerson is with us right now, and John has an incredible background. His book, What Do I Need to Believe to Be a Christian? I mean, this is what some have asked. It's not the title of his book. The title of his book is Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and Heart. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this because, you know, this is where some people are at right now. They're just saying, okay, I kind of see for you in the midst of all this chaos that's been going on, you've kind of managed to hold on to your head and, you know, you haven't totally lost it like many of us in the midst of all this chaos. What do you have that I don't have that I need to have?
Amen. And that's what we should be known for. I think we're familiar with that passage of scripture where it says, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. So while we grieve the moral unraveling and the spiritual deception and so many things that are happening around us and in the nation that we love and call home, We should be known for having some stability within that, actually having a kind of lighthouse shining in the middle of the storm stability.
Exactly.
And, of course, that comes from really knowing our faith well. And so that's what God has put on my heart as a, you know, former nationally awarded journalist who became a pastor in God's crazy story for my life. And now looking at Christians and seeing us, we're all shaken emotionally, but our faith shouldn't be shaken. And more than ever, we need to know that we're standing on the solid rock, not on shifting sand. And so that's
exactly
what the book Jesus Loves Me does. Yeah.
Well, John, as a nationally recognized, you know, journalist, maybe God liberated you just in time, because I'm sure it grieves you to see what's happened to your profession.
Oh, it absolutely does. And there are many times, and I'll try to avoid specifics, but there are, you know, some specific individuals who've been, you know, canceled, so to speak.
Right.
In different ways where it's like, wow, you know, in the season where I was in a secular, very liberal newsroom, you know, it was thankfully before this kind of just stereotyping of anyone who disagrees on any one issue is horrendously evil. And I was able to have, you know, positive dialogue and discussion with editors and other reporters in that season. But that was, you know, long enough ago now, 13 years ago. Things in the last 13 years have changed dramatically. And, boy, you know, we should be praying. There are believers in Jesus.
Yes.
In, not all, but many of these mainstream newsrooms who are doing their best to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And, boy, they need our prayers.
Yeah, without a doubt.
As well as university professors right now. You know, we've got great PhD professors at some of these universities where, if they do one thing, quote, wrong by the spirit of the age, they're done, and they're trying to figure out, you know, God, how do I serve you here now? Mold these young minds as much as I can in my role. So don't lose hope. I often remind myself in this season of Elijah when he, you know, after he defeats the prophets of Baal, and he's so worn out from fighting the good fight, that he goes and he's like, you know, God, just kill me now. I'm the only one standing up for you. And I think we're familiar with how God, first of all, feeds him and says, get some sleep and eat some food. But then he says, hey, I've got thousands more. You're not actually alone. You might feel like you're alone. And that's why, Bill, I love shows like yours to let believers across the country know. You might feel alone, but you're not. And just like the Spirit of God came and strengthened Elijah, as we feed on the Word of God, it'll give us the strength we need to live for God in this time. And that's where, you know, this newest book, Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and the Heart, it's a very practical book. I mean, it's written at the eighth grade reader level. It's to help anyone at a time where everything is up for grabs, that, you know, what does it actually mean to be a Christian according to Christ? You know, at a time when some people would say, well, my Jesus would do this or my Jesus wouldn't do that. It's like, well, what would Jesus say according to Jesus? We have
exactly.
It written down.
Right.
So, you know, it gives believers this this anchor and this confidence. And it really grew out of, Bill, I had earlier when I first became a pastor about 12 years ago, I did some very research-intensive books, one called The Great Evangelical Recession and one called Hope of Nations. And those books are a little bit more academic, but really they identified what academics use the term post-truth. You know, that we're in a post-truth era. And as a result of living in a post-truth culture, which is now saturated, you know, K through 12 education as well as the universities, the mainstream media, in a post-truth culture, every word is up for grabs. And so what I'm seeing, because I'm, you know, technically a millennial of that generation, but a Bible-believing, Christ-centered millennial, is I'm seeing even so-called Christians, well, people who genuinely love Jesus, but they love people, and they're trying to figure out how to sort through all of this noise. And on certain positions, they're not going with what the Bible says. And so this book, Jesus Loves Me, it's a tool to remind Christians, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We're always going to do what
exactly.
The Bible says.
Well, it's where are you standing? Are you on the sand or are you on the rock? Right? And so in this post-truth modern world, I mean, it's kind of arrogant, and but it's honest in a sense that, we've thrown truth out the window, and how's that working for you? We've got more from John Dickerson after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with John Dickerson, his new book, Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and Heart. John, you believe that at this time, I mean, as now a pastor, former journalist, and, you know, stellar background in journalism, And as we were talking off air, I imagine sometimes it blows you away to think, hey, not that long ago you were a journalist. Now you're a pastor.
Yeah, God's got a sense of humor, you know.
Yes.
But I guess if you could call Paul the Apostle, you know. But you know what unites it is, there was an old school in journalism pursuit of truth.
Yes.
And there's still a little bit of that left in the system. And that's really what I was after as a reporter. And that led me to the capital T truth, you know, the
yes.
Creator and the living Word, the Word of God. And then seeing the Word of God and the message of Jesus change lives. As a reporter, I was hoping to see the world improve by exposing evil. And there's a role for that. But, man, seeing Jesus through the local church and through small group Bible studies, set people free from addictions, totally transform lives. I think as believers, we have to remind ourselves we have the solution to the world's problems.
Right.
And when we kind of zoom out and think of believers who lived for Christ in the Soviet gulags, who lived for Christ in Nazi German territory in the 1940s, who lived for Christ, you know, under Roman rule, who were pushed out into Colosseums and fed to lions. When Peter writes, in Christ we have everything necessary for life and godliness, we really do have what we need to not only stand, but spiritually thrive in this era and fulfill God's will for us. You know, there's times because I grieve so much how our society and nation are rejecting God and seeing what that will lead to, just knowing that, you know, pattern from the Old Testament of God gives prophets and warnings and the people reject it. And then that always ends up in judgment.
Without a doubt.
And then, you know, sometimes the people repent and hopefully that'll happen at some point. But, you know, seeing the difficulty of what my kids will probably live through in this society, there's times where I deeply grieve it. But usually when I really pray the Word of God and am listening to the Spirit of God, He'll remind me, hey, for such a time of this, as this, I've appointed you here. You know, John, it's not like I didn't know this was going to happen, and I placed you to be a light in the darkness now. And so that's where this book, Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and the Heart, it's written to help believers, longtime believers, just recapture, okay, these are my unchanging Christian beliefs. You know, Jesus is fully God and fully human. He died on the cross for the sins of the world. And then I've written the book, and in fact, at my website, there's a completely free small group study, a completely free five-part video study where I, you know, have sermons that go with each one. And the hope is for our kids, our grandkids, our small groups, our Sunday school classes, that each of us can kind of grab a few believers around us and say, hey, in the middle of all this craziness, let's just look down for a moment at the solid rock on which we stand and remind ourselves who Jesus is and you know, what the Word of God says, even about human nature. Jesus loves me. You know, that when we have a biblical view of humanity, we're less surprised when humans do really stupid, sinful, deceptive things because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But apart from a biblical view of humanity, that would lead us to cynicism. And we just say, well, what's the point? They're all liars. They're all.
Mm-hmm.
But a biblical view of humanity says they're also made in the image of God. And regardless of their political affiliation or their religious belief or if they're atheists, they are made in the image of God. They are eternally valuable. They're inherently valuable, so much so that God would come and die on a cross for them. But they're marred, contaminated, broken by sin.
Right.
And God left us here so that we can let them know there's good news, there's hope.
Exactly.
So these really simple Christian beliefs are actually incredibly relevant to us navigating the struggles of our time.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, if God forgave you, why shouldn't He forgive them, right?
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I mean, this is it. But going back to what you were saying earlier regarding the truth, in some sense, I look at our society today, and we play the role of Pontius Pilate, who stands before Jesus and asks, what is the truth? And the truth is standing right before him. I mean, the very question and really the fulfillment of his life was in that question. But he couldn't see the answer, you know, and this is what happens. And this is why people of faith, you know, why we need to continue to pray that people will have eyes to see and that they would have a passion for the truth, to realize the price of not acknowledging the truth gets you where America, where the culture is today, where the world is, dare I say, is today without God. So the big exchange has taken place, and we've accepted the counterfeit for reality. You know, I mean, look at what happened. You mentioned Elijah. There he is. I mean, with all the priests of Baal, and Baal's trying to, you know, they're all trying to get, you know, fire to come down, and, you know, Elijah's going, well, maybe your God's in the bathroom. Maybe he just can't hear you. You gotta just, I mean, this went on for hours. And it didn't happen. And then he sets up his sacrifice, and he tells them, he says, go ahead and just throw all kinds of water on it. And they're going, wait a minute, you want fire to come down and burn, and you're drenching it with water? Yeah, just, I mean, we're going to make a point here. And you're going to see the bottom line effectiveness of, you know, life with God and life without God. And we're talking the God, not a God that you manufactured. And, of course, we know what happens. And that's what happens with God every time, is he self-validates. He doesn't need us to validate. I mean, he self-validates. But if you can't see it, then you just continue to go on with the maddening crowd. And here you are, lost in the chaos.
Amen. Amen. It's so true. And that's where... this book, Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and the Heart, it uses that simple children's song that most mm-hmm. of us know,
yes.
To go through, you know, what do you have to believe about Jesus, according to Jesus, his love, me, and then, for the Bible tells me so. As now the pastor of a fairly large congregation, as a millennial, is one of my biggest concerns for the American church. Is I think there's a lot of sincere followers of Jesus out there who maybe haven't been discipled or taught really just this basic reality. We have to make the Word of God the standard for everything we do in
life. Exactly.
It can't be kind of a mix of, you know, we love Jesus, Jesus loves everyone, so when it comes to a tricky issue, we just kind of go with what we feel like or what a celebrity mm-hmm. says or a Instagram influencer, but for the Bible tells me so. And this book, Jesus Loves Me, it's a book that anyone in your life who would call themselves a Christian, they're going to resonate with all the stories and illustrations in Scripture about Jesus, his love for us. And then it's going to get to that section, for the Bible tells me so. And my prayer and belief is that for many believers, it'll be this line in the sand of, oh, wow, if I'm going to follow Jesus, then according to Jesus, I have to make God's word the standard for everything I do and believe. And like every section of the book, it's just packed with scripture. You know,
yes.
Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus said, even heaven and earth will pass away, but not a single stroke of the pen will be lost from the word of God. So we make God's word the standard for what we do and believe because Jesus did. And I really can't call myself a follower of Jesus or a Christian if I'm not making the Word of God the standard for what I believe and do.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, John Dickerson, several years back, there was a song, very popular, said, Jesus, take the wheel. And what I've come to appreciate is that I don't want Jesus to take the wheel. I want to acknowledge that Jesus is the wheel, you know? And that we not make that exchange and realize that it is in him that we live, move, and breathe, have our very being, right? And if you hold on to that, then things start falling into line. They start aligning with God's purpose and the very plans that he has, that he says, that are not for evil but for good, to give us a future and a hope. I mean, it's amazing how good God is in spite of our knuckleheadedness, right?
Amen. Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, John, how can people be in touch with you?
So my website is John S., as in Sam or Stephen, johnsdickerson.com. All my social media info is on there. More importantly, the free video study of this material, Jesus Loves Me, Christian Essentials for the Head and the Heart. Completely free video study.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
Monday night right here in New Folsom C facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, the little cup, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct. Oh.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
This is Jonathan Cahn. 232 years ago, in the first ever presidential inauguration, the nation's first president addressed a jubilant multitude and a nation that was united in shared values and a common hope in America's future. In that first ever presidential address, George Washington gave the newborn nation a prophetic warning. He said this, "The propitious smiles of heaven cannot be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained." In other words, if America followed the ways of God, his eternal rules of order and right, the blessings of God would remain upon it. But if America should ever depart from the ways of God, then his blessings would be removed from the land.
We're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jonathan Cahn, the best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, is with us right now. And as you just heard, a very important message and warning to America. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill, as always.
Well, this message to Joe Biden, to the country, is quite the warning, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was, you know, Bill, at every, the last presidential inaugural prayer breakfast, I've been asked to speak, and this year it was basically canceled, it was virtual, so we decided to put a word, you know, put the word on the web, and this is just recently, you know, and I always seek to, you know, to give a word for the hour and the moment in America and the president. So I did. It was called, we posted, considered as something like prophetic, John McCain prophetic message to Joe Biden. And with the first day, we never had this quickly. It broke 500,000 views. The second day, it broke 1 million. And then something strange happened that when we started searching for it, it was gone. I mean, it was as if it never existed on the web, on Google. And what had happened is it's called shadow banning. And that is that where they basically ban, you know, they can ban, you know, speech, they can ban believers. And you don't know what necessarily is happening because it was still on our YouTube, but if you tried to get it by knowing the title, it didn't matter, you wouldn't get it. And this is something very important for the future. We're in a whole new time. Yet, at the same time, other people had already reposted it, so other things did come up, and so people managed, and, the, you know, like now it's like a week later or something, and it's over 2 million views. We are in a very a new era right now, and we have to be actually stronger because the gospel is really at stake. There's a free speech and all these things. So it was a prophetic message, but we never had this happen before. So it's telling us we're in a new day.
Jonathan, as I've been sharing with our audience, God gives us prophecy to warn us and to validate his sovereignty. And we have already realized that at least two-thirds of God's prophecy has been fulfilled, 1,000%. I often say, what do you think the chances are that the remaining third will be fulfilled at the same rate?
Yeah. Well, that's actually what, Bill, that's what led me to become a believer. I was raised in a Jewish home and synagogue and the whole thing. And when I was 8, I became an atheist. But what changed me was picking up a book that was called The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey, bookseller in the 70s, all about biblical prophecy coming true. And I was an atheist. I said, I can't argue with this. There's no way on earth. How, you know, the only book in the world that does this is the Bible, that predicts human events, prophesies it with 100% accuracy. I mean, the Jewish people will be scattered throughout the earth, they'll be gathered back, and they'll come back to Jerusalem. All of these things that have come true, and how, you know, even today, with supercomputers, we cannot even predict human events 2 years in advance. But here is shepherds, ancient shepherds, and fig tree farmers, and they're speaking about human events 2,000 years later, only the Bible. So what God said, it's come true, it will come true, there's no question.
And it stands out, Jonathan, in the face of, you know, predictions, you can say in a sense, secular prophetic, you know, messages from the likes of, you know, like an Al Gore or even Joe Biden and others who had predicted things. And as you know, in the Jewish culture, especially going back in the early days, there was quite the consequence if you became regarded as a false prophet, right?
Yeah, basically you're stoned to death, you know, so there's a very high bar on this, you know, and of course, I mean, if someone says, I think this is going to happen, that's one thing, or they say, well, it could happen, that's one thing, but if they say, you know, it's going to happen, or God told me, then you better be careful. That's why I've always been very careful, you know, I don't, you know, predict things, but I give warning about the biblical template from the Harbinger onward that is warning us of what's going to happen according to that template, you know, so we have to be really careful, but that shows you again how much the Bible is what it is, because it's got to be the Word of God or nothing.
Exactly. Well, Rabbi, you've taught me over the years since you and I have known each other, you know, to really take note of, you know, seasons and times. There are points in our life and in our history where there are some moments are more important, more dramatic than others. And I believe we are here right now. And this is why your book, your series of books, all that you have been warning us about is so critical and ties in to these now moments, because a now critical moment like today requires a now critical choice, does it not?
Yes. The Lord is in, you know, all moments, and just like in our lives, there are times when, you know, there's key convergences, and we say, whoa, you know, the Lord, and we don't always see it. Sometimes when we see it, it's like the veil is lifted. We look, wow, wow, you did this and this, and now I'm here. You know, and that is true also, as you said, in the world. We, you know, before 2019, before 2020 came, in the beginning of these shakings that we're still in, I was praying, and Lord, you know, what do you want me to write? What's the next book? And that's when I got, you know, this is the time of something I held off for 8 years. This is the time that it's the sequel to The Harbinger. It's the time to write it now, because what was in The Harbinger is going to continue, is going to be manifest this year. This is going to be a year of shaking, a year of dark events, and I shared this publicly before it happened. And that's why, and so in January of 2020, I started writing the book, and then about within two, three months, the shakings began. So I believe that's the reason I would not have released The Harbinger. I was sitting on this for years. I would not touch it until the Lord said. So I knew this. I just had this strong sense that this was going to be a year of prophetic significance, and not just a year, but we're not over. You know, we're
in the season. Yes,
prophetic time. Absolutely.
Exactly. And as you say, the shaking will intensify over time. And this is what we see taking place. When you first told us that shaking, you know, the shaking was taking place. And, of course, we can go back just recently, 20 years ago, after 2001 with the shaking of 9/11. And, you know, it's up to us, people of faith especially. We're the ones that carry a deeper responsibility because we know God's word and pattern. And all this is consistent with his character, is it not?
Yeah, the pattern, the template, and this is what first really started me. I mean, I'd never written a book before The Harbinger. I knew I always had to, but it was that event where I saw so many things and coming together and matching up with a biblical template. This is about, you know, as you said, 20 years ago. And we have, since that time, it has not stopped. I mean, not only the warnings, the harbingers have not stopped, but but America's descent from God, its apostasy from God, has not stopped, which is following the course in the last days of ancient Israel before judgment. So we have been in this. We have not been out of it. And, you know, there are times it manifests more dramatically, and there are times where you have grace periods. But right now, we're in that time. And, yeah, it says, you know, it says the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. You know, they knew what Israel should do. So we have to be like the sons of Issachar. We are prophetic people.
Exactly. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Mr. President, how can you place your left hand on the Bible, the Word of God, and then with your right hand sign laws into existence that war against His Word? How can you place one hand on the Word that ordains human life as sacred and in the image of God from conception, and then with the other hand sign laws into existence that will promulgate the killing of that human life, of those children? How can you invoke the name of God in your oath and lay your hand upon His Word, and then implement laws that will suppress the going forth of His Word, that will censor His Word and those who advance it? You plan to enact laws that will disregard the distinction between male and female, man and woman. Did not the warning of our first president involve that very thing? If we disregard the eternal rules of order that heaven itself has ordained, you plan to enact laws that will specifically neutralize the protection of religious freedom. You plan to strike down the Hyde Amendment so that more children will be murdered, and those Americans who recognize abortion as murder will be forced to support the act of murder with their taxes.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you with best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, all his other books, Oracle, Paradigm. I mean, and it started off with Harbinger, your first book, as you were sharing earlier, Jonathan. The first book that you wrote was Harbinger, and now here you are. God keeps pouring His revelation into your spirit, and thank God for you to be obedient and to, you know, write it down, because there's something powerful about that which is written, right?
Yeah, well, yes. I've been a pastor for years, Bill, and I never, you know, I shared, and people say, oh, this should be a book. I never did anything. And then, you know, and even after sharing the first message to the congregation, to Beth Israel, about the Harbinger, I never thought of a book. I just wasn't thinking, although I knew I was supposed to one day write books. But, I shared it, and people were saying, this has got to go forward. Then I still didn't do anything until about 2 years later, when it really, I got a download from the Lord saying, this is what you have to write now. And when I wrote it, you know, it just, first of all, it just wrote itself. You know, it really just, it was the easiest thing I ever did. It was as if the book was writing every page. And then it just, you know, reached millions. So yeah, I think that, and also it's there, you know, so people can go back and actually in the Harbinger, the first book, there's a chapter called Things to Come, and when I went back on it, and I'm not saying I know all these things, but the Lord is sovereign, and when I look back at it, I said, whoa, this is all happening now, you know, so that's also why it's written, you know, that it's there, you know, the Bible says, you know, write it down, the vision, make it plain, you know, it will come through at the point of time, yep.
Yeah, without a doubt, and there it is. It's very well documented. Jonathan, what you continue to share with us is so powerful because, you know, as the Bible says, a people without vision will perish or cast off restraint or enter into a season or an era of chaos. And this is where we are right now, are we not? I mean, we're running all over the place like chickens with his heads cut off.
Yeah, the Lord is the Lord of God of order. And when you drive God out of your country, your culture, your public square, your civilization, or your life, what happens is you lose order. Things become disordered. Actually, one of the things in the original in the Harbinger, what I alluded to, Things to Come, it talks about the shakings that are going to come, and one of them is disorder or civil disorder, which we are seeing. And that's it. You know, at the beginning, you know, it says, you know, it was darkness, and God said, let there be light, and he, from the chaos, it was void, you know, void and dark, God brings order. So when we've driven God out, this is what we have right now, and it's a sign. I mean, America is in deep trouble. It's like the center is disappearing. You have extremes in every way. The unity is gone, and we are in a place we have never in our lifetime. We have never, in fact, in the 20th century, except for the Civil War, we have never been there. And even the Civil War was a different kind of thing. We have like one thing, another thing. We are watching a disintegration, and there's much warning in this. And this is really, I believe, this is what the Lord led me to warn from the beginning.
Yes, but what you can draw hope from is just like in that book of Genesis, what you're talking about is how darkness and that chaos had enveloped the earth. And as that chaos is enveloping the earth, just like then, now, it is the Spirit of God that's hovering over like a mother hen, hatching righteousness out and bringing order. This is a process. It's God's way of doing things, not our way. But it also, in the process, Rabbi, reminds us that we're not of this world. I mean, we're just sojourning, and this is all a temporary condition. But meanwhile, while we're here, we are given the option to co-labor with God Almighty himself on behalf of his ultimate grand purpose of all of us coming together, you know, glorifying him, being thankful, you know, for an awesome God, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, most of us came to the Lord, you know, not all, but most have come to the Lord because there were dark times, you know, or there was some shaking in our life, or there was something that had to wake us up to say, hey, it's not okay as it is, you know. So that's true in our lives. That's also true in nations' lives and in the world's lives. So, yeah, God always, I mean, and every book, I don't know if people realize it if they've read the books, every book I've written always ends with hope. I mean, you know, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
And the darkness only magnifies the light, you know, in the sense that, you know, it's the candle in the daytime, you barely see it. The candle at night, it lights up the world. So yeah, it makes things clearer. It makes it, for those who will rise to it, you know. So these are, in many ways, you know, the most dramatic times. And it's the dramatic times like this when there's all great darkness, that's what produces the great testimonies. You know, Paul wouldn't be Paul in another time. You know, and, I mean, he'd be someone else. You know, but you know, nor would Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Elijah. You know, they or Moses. You know, he had a Pharaoh. You know, so the very challenges are the things that give rise to greatness for those who will be great.
Rabbi, I'm taking a look at this radical agenda that's being thrust upon, which was once a free America. We seem to be losing our liberties rapidly here. So we have this radical agenda coming on the heels of the conclusion of the presidency of Donald Trump and, of course, a riot on Capitol Hill. Can you reconcile, you know, these incidences and what they're telling us?
Yeah, there's a lot. First of all, what happened? I mean, we have to ask. As believers, you know, we have to condemn any form of hatred, any violence coming from hatred and that whole thing. And, you know, that was not any example what happened on Capitol Hill of what we are in the Lord, you know, and even if we have enemies, we pray for them and we love them. We speak the truth, you know, we have to speak the truth, and we have to be radical, you know, for this time ourselves, but we have to also do all things in love at the same time. So, you know, and you know, this is what happened. It was very significant. What happened there, it was really the marking of the end of one era, as you alluded to, and there's much to say that about Donald Trump and where that fits in, where that's going.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was kind of like, you know, there is a, there's been this division of America, and there's been more and more, that was like a culmination on the day that was going to seal, really, you know, politically, the end of this era, this first era. You have this reaction this way, and now you have a reaction the other way to use this from the left to stamp out religious freedom, to basically stamp out those who are supporting the president, the Republican Party, conservatives, and most importantly, believers. You know, so this is all. It was like a spiritual, ultimately a spiritual battle that was manifested in the world, but you know, in a million different ways and crazy ways, but that exploded on that day, and that is going to be affecting us for a long time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the signs or harbingers that you're seeing manifesting now, as you look forward through this year of 2021, what do you see, you know, coming about even more so? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you know, what I saw at the beginning of the year. You know, Bill, at the beginning of the year, the beginning of things, it's called the principle of first fruits, you know. And what happens, meaning that what happens in the beginning determines the rest. And a few things I noticed before all this happened. One is that, you know, on the very first day of this new year, was when it came out, the news story came out that the in Congress, they're basically eliminating the words, mother, father, I don't know if you remember that story, husband, wife, son, daughter, in any congressional, in any, you know, House of Representatives documents. I mean, crazy. That was the first thing. Then,
we had a man and a woman, right, too, on top of that.
That goes to the next thing, because then on the very first session of the new, you know, of the new Congress, of the new year, which was January 4th, you have that prayer, which, amen, which is crazy. But on top of that, it was prayed, that prayer that opened up the new year, was prayed in the name of the god Brahma, a foreign god. He said, the god of India with four faces. So literally, instead of the god of the Bible, it was literally prayed in the name, it was opened up that way. And by the way, the guy who prayed it, I mentioned him in the paradigm, because he also did something else that was prophetic in the paradigm. And this guy who did it.
Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of the book Harbinger 2, Harbinger 1, Paradigm Oracle, The Message. I mean, it goes on and on. Jonathan, you continue to richly bless us, and I cannot thank you enough. How can people be in touch?
Thank you, Bill. To get in touch, the ministry is Hope of the World and sends out prophetic updates and all sorts of things, free gifts and CDs, and all my messages are there. Just remember that, and just go to hopeoftheworld.org. It's hopeoftheworld.org. And any of the books, the Harbinger 2, and any book that you can get online from Amazon to at Christian Books, and anywhere in a bookstore from Walmart even onward. But thank you, Bill. It's always a blessing and always a joy.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.